"We're terribly sorry," said Milo meekly, when he'd untangled himself, "but you looked just like part of the mountain."
"Naturally," the giant replied in a more normal voice, but even this was like an explosion. "I have no shape of my own, so I try to be just like whatever I'm near. In the mountains, I'm a lofty peak. On the beach, a broad sandbar. In the forest, a towering oak. And sometimes in the city, I'm a very handsome 12-story apartment house. I just hate to be conspicuous. It's really not safe, you know."
Then he looked at them again with hungry eyes and wondered how well they'd taste.
"You look much too big to be afraid of anything," said Milo quickly, for the giant had already begun to open his mouth wide.
"I'm not," he said, with a slight shiver that ran all over his gelatinous body. "I'm afraid of everything. That's why I'm so ferocious. If the others found out, I'd just die. Now do be quiet while I eat my breakfast."
He raised his hand toward his gaping mouth, and the humbug shut his eyes tightly and clasped both hands over his head.
"Then aren't you really a fearful demon?"
Milo asked desperately, on the assumption that the giant had been brought up well enough not to talk with a mouthful.
"Well, approximately, yes," he replied,
lowering his arm to the vast relief of the bug.
"That is, comparatively, no. What I mean is, relatively, maybe. In other words, roughly, perhaps. What does everyone else think?" "Yeah, you see," he said peevishly, "I'm even afraid to make a positive statement. So please stop asking questions before I lose my appetite altogether."
Then he raised his arm again and prepared to swallow the three of them in one gulp.
"Why don't you help us rescue Rhyme and Reason? Then maybe things will get better," shouted Milo again,
this time almost too late, for in another instant they would have all been gone.
"Oh, I wouldn't do that," said the giant thoughtfully,
lowering his arm once more.
"I mean, why not leave well enough alone? That is, it'll never work. I wouldn't take a chance. In other words, let's keep things as they are. Changes are so frightening."
As he spoke, he began to look a bit ill.
"Maybe I'll just eat one of you," he remarked unhappily, "and save the rest for later. I don't feel very well."
"I have a better idea," said Milo.
"You do?" interrupted the giant, losing any desire to eat at all. "If it's one thing I can't swallow, it's ideas. They're so hard to digest."
"I have a box full of all the ideas in the world," said Milo proudly, holding up the gift King Azaz had given him. The thought of it terrified the giant, who began to shake like an enormous pudding.
"Put me down and just go away," he pleaded,
forgetting for a moment who had hold of whom.
"And please don't open that box."
In another moment, he'd set them down on the next jagged peak and, with panic in his eyes, lumbered off to warn the others of this terrible new threat. But news travels quickly. The word snatcher, the trivium, and the long-nosed, green-eyed, curly-haired, wide-mouthed, thick-necked, broad-shouldered, round-bodied, short-armed, bow-legged, big-footed monster had already spread the alarm throughout the evil, unenlightened mountains. And out the demons came, from every cave and crevice, through every fissure and crack, from under the rocks and up from the mud, stomping and shuffling, slithering and sliding through the murky shadows, and all had only one thought in mind: destroy the intruders and protect ignorance. From where they stood, Milo, Tok, and the humbug could see them moving steadily forward, still far away, but coming quickly. On all sides, the cliffs were alive with this evil collection of crawling, looming, creeping, lurching shapes. Some could be seen plainly, others were but dim silhouettes, and yet still more, only now beginning to stir from their foul places, would be along much sooner than they were wanted.
"We'd better hurry," barked Tok, "or they're sure to catch us."
And he started up the trail again. Milo took one deep breath and did the same, and the bug, now that he knew what lay behind, ran ahead with renewed enthusiasm.